Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world, because I know that people are listening to LA Talk Radio everywhere. And we are very, very proud to be on air for right now, 4 years. And what can I say? Every Monday is my holiday day because this is in America and dreams can come true in this country. And one of my dreams many years ago was I want my own radio show. But my English was much, much worse than today. But I was still dreaming. And like 4 years ago, you know, by pure accident and a very unusual situation, I just came with another client of mine to LA Talk Radio. We had a very beautiful show with Lucy Hill. And my client was a very good chef, very known chef from Hell's Kitchen, Scott Liebfried. And I had the pleasure to put headphones on my ears and just, I never shut up. I was just talking, and guest was talking, I was talking, Lucy was talking, and then head of the radio station came to the show. He said, you're supposed to have a show. I'm like, that is my dream. And whatever, I can talk a lot about that. Fact is that I decided to try, and a lot of bad things happened. My English was crazy, still is not the best, but I don't care anymore because I know that people are listening to the show, and I know that people enjoy the show, and I enjoy my show very, very much. And again, thank you, LA Talk Radio, very, very much for giving me the chair and the studio, and have a chance to invite every Monday amazing, unusual people. Like 90% or 80% of them, they have an accent, like me. They are from all around the world. People who are coming to America, they are trying to live their life second time around in this beautiful country and making their dream come true. Sometimes the dream is coming fast. Sometimes not so fast. Sometimes my guests come to America and they are very young. And we are looking at them like, what are you complaining about? You're so young. You have a time to make it in this country. But sometimes they're much, much older and it's tougher, harder. For me, for sure, it was much, much harder to start anything in USA because I wasn't the youngest chick when I came here. And first and foremost, I become mother. Then I back. Decided that mainly I know I'm a singer, a songwriter. I want to do my profession in America, but trust me, people, I was not Britney Spears. I was much older and it was very tough to break to the business, but no is not the word in Ilona's vocabulary. People call me pusher sometimes. Very, very, people that I love them, a person that I loved called me, you are pushing too hard. And that was pretty tough situation in my life for many, many years because I had a dream. I wanted to do stuff. And some people just didn't believe that I can do a lot here. But I can. And not only I can, my guests are proving to all of our listeners that having a dream in this country is something very, very special. And just put a smile on your face, whoever listens and has a bad day or not a perfect day, think that we have much worse people with an accent, people who are coming from outside of the world and trying to live this life in this beautiful country, sometimes alone. We have so much harder and we don't complain. That, on this note, I think time for me to introduce my wonderful, beautiful, very handsome guest of the hour. And he is originally from Japan. And I think this is my first Japanese speaker and a Japanese actor and Japanese gorgeous gentleman. What is your name?
Hello. My name is Obi Sho, and I'm an actor here in the United States. Very nice to meet you, everyone.
Okay. It's almost like, hey, give me more accent. Obi, what's wrong with you? I want to hear more Japanese. Okay. Of course, people, trust me. He is a Japanese beautiful gentleman. Everybody, please go to Accent On, and then you will see the pictures of him from whatever we got from him, and they're cool pictures. And today we'll have, of course, another pictures, and I will post them in 2 days or next day that people can just see him also how he looks live here in the studio. Okay. Are you really Japanese?
Yes, I am.
Why you do not have bad, heavy, crazy, tough accent?
Oh, so I was born and raised in Tokyo until when I was 10 years old.
Okay, prove to us. Say something in Japan, in Japanese. Can you tell us, hello, I am, you tell your name, I'm an actor, and I was born there, and now I'm in America, and I'm dreaming to become American star, movie star.
Okay.
Minasan,
konnichiwa. Watashi no namae wa Obi Sho to moushimasu. Umare wa Tokyo. Soshite, kore kara shoukai suru n desu kedomo, sudachi wa Kagoshima ken no Yakushima desu. 高校卒業したあたりに俳優を目指そうと思って、現在はハリウッド俳優として活動しております。日本人の方ももっと聞いていただけたら幸いです。よろしくお願いいたします。
Beautiful people, please don't turn off. This is not Japanese show, but I'm sure we all want to just even understand how the gentleman who speaks Japanese can learn also English, because we know people who speak English is...I don't know how many people would like to even learn or attempt to learn Japanese.
Yeah, it's really
hard. This is so hard language. Okay, then I think I will start from the beginning because you were born one day. And that was not so long ago, like 23 years ago. Then again, could you tell us the place and town that you were born?
I born in Tokyo, Japan. You know, most of people know about this place. Yeah, I was there when I was 10, and...
How far away from centrum of the town? You were close to Tokyo?
I was in the central town.
Wow, that you could like just come 23 years ago, because this is one of the most modern place in the world, and I never been in Tokyo, but we all saw movies, and everybody's very, just I think, intrigued by your country and amount of people living there and technology and all of these things. When you were young... Did you understand how amazing your country is?
Not really, because I was young, you know. I didn't have experience about, you know.
And your parents and mama and daddy, were they working in what industry?
Oh, my mother used to work at the... No. I mean, yeah, my... Actually, let me
start from the beginning.
Yeah, let me talk with my father.
Okay,
about
daddy.
My father, yeah.
Okay, daddy. So, closer to the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, my daddy, he was in the film business. He's a filmmaker, and he mainly making about the documentary things. And but he also worked at the... In the house for doing, like, a part-time job. And my mom also helped it. But later, when I was 10... I have to move to small island called Yakushima. Some of people might know about this place. It's the first place in Japan to be chosen as World Natural Heritage Site. And that's the place I raised until when I was 18. It's like end of high school. And my parents had a different business. They managing the hotel. They start open the burger restaurant, and also they're making a salt cookie.
Oh, I know. I had a pleasure to taste them. I really need to say hi to your mommy and say thank you for these amazing cookies, because they are amazing, and the butter is real in these cookies. So good. Okay, what is the name of mommy's business?
It's called Nagata Salt Cookie. It's one of Nagata is one of the villages in Yakushima, and we have a beautiful beach in this place, and we get some good salt from this area, and then we make the cookie.
Are you, do you have brothers or sisters?
No, I'm only one person.
And now you left mommy and daddy with the cookies with the salt and like teardrops. And mommy sends you cookies. But I don't want to jump because we have you right now in 18 years old age still in Japan. And I want to talk a little bit more about high school and your life in high school. But fact is that you are here right now in age of 24, a few years in America. But okay, let's talk about still you being 18 years old in Japan. Okay. And high school, how was your life in high school?
My in a daily life in high school was like really awesome. It's like a really naturalistic place, super tropical, sometimes like humid, kind of like bothering us, but still, you know, it's a really wonderful place.
You are good in sports.
Yeah.
You tell us about
When I was in high school, I had a chance to become a captain in the tennis school club, and then I was also coach at the same time. Like, in the tennis, they have a double for, you know, like a making a pairs and. And yeah, and also try to figure out the training menu and those kind of stuff. But we had a really good result. We became a champion a couple times in the city, and we became best 16 in the prefecture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. But then you decided, tennis, I know I'm a hot-looking man and I like play tennis. I even can win. But really, tennis is not what I want to do. How from being in high school and having beautiful life there and having parents, loving parents, right, and business there, I'm sure they were thinking that maybe you will be staying with them and living in Japan. When the dream of coming to America become a reality, or when you even start thinking about this? How this happened?
So this might going to be a little long story.
We like long stories. Because really, life is, everybody likes shortcuts. And just, I just was in this country, then I moved to America, then 5 years later, I did that. No, right. It's never happening like that.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right. Need to be a little bit. Then give us a little bit. Story.
Ah, okay.
What's happened one day that made you believe that you have a chance to attack this amazing country of USA and thinking that maybe your dream of becoming an actor can be a reality?
Okay.
How this happened?
So at the age of 18, we lost at the final high school competition in the tennis match. And that was like really early. That was like in the May, like 3 months of our high school life. And then I realized I have nothing to do in high school because like I was just...
That was your passion, yes.
Yeah, that was the only one passion. I was concentrating on it. But...
Were you good in math and all this stuff?
No. Math is horrible. Yeah. Many people told me, are you really Asian? Yeah. Yeah, but one day, one of my English teacher asked me to participate the English speech contest. And that really changed my life, actually. If I say no, it's never going to happen. But I say yes. And I practice really hard, especially with the pronunciation. And I was super hopeful with the grammar. You know, I don't think... rationally every single thing, so yeah, but still I practice a lot, try to develop how to talk and put my emotion with it, and we really practice every single day, like more than 4 hours with the teacher and also with another
coach, dialect,
dialect coach. And we finally became a second in All Japan English Speech Contest.
Oh, wow.
And at the final, you know, in this final speech, when I done it, like, that was the most brilliant moment I ever had in my life.
Wow. How many people were involved in the competition? How many people listened all around Japan,
oh,
yes?
Yeah. In the audience, it was, like, more than 400 people.
Wow.
And by, like, right before when another speaker having a speech, I saw some people are kind of like sleepy.
Yeah.
And that was my trigger to become super serious to be on stage. But at the same time, that was the... But at the same time, that
you
was...
Have a, I mean, need to stop you because you don't know, because you look at a mirror and you know how you look. You have a star quality about you. You do. And I will explain how I met you. But... Mm. And how I really think you have something really special about you. I think you're tense, but you also are very vulnerable. You have, you know, that you have the tension about you, but also when you speak, when you act, when you talk, when you sing, because he's also singing.
Not good,
yes, you know what? We always start somewhere. You have you have an unusual, beautiful voice, and
you
agree
much.
With me. You know, question of techniques and practice and using English language when you sing. Mm-hmm. I can say something about it. It's not easy, but it's very easy in the end. You know, it's just always the moment that everything comes to the one place,
right.
And you will feel very comfortable also singing in English, and you almost are getting there. You know, but okay then. You have a star quality. Then did you wake up these 400 people when you were speaking English?
Exactly. Yeah, they did.
You did.
Yeah. So I think that's how I became. That's why I became a second. You know, in that huge competition.
And you felt the power over 400 souls, and you said, "If I can do that and make them listen and separate myself from boring before and after me people, then maybe." Is this like that? Or you, when you were watching movies in Japan, American movies, you had the dreams, oh, I want to be one of these people. Did you have stuff like that?
No, not about the movies. It's about from my experience.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I wish I have, like, you know, also that kind of things. Because, like, if I do have, I could have someone who I respect and try to, like, you know, try to follow their life, what they had. But I'm kind of like challenging my, you know, my ability.
I love what you're saying, Obi. I really, really do. Because you're right. Most people follow somebody else already history of success, or they just fell in love with somebody else's music, or and they learn. You look like you are creating yourself from the moment when you decided, wow, that's so powerful, you know. I can just wake up 400 people, like I say, and just make them like what I do. Okay, no, then what? Then you said in your head, time to go to...
United States, yep.
Wow. Okay, let's take a little break. We had a 20 minutes conversation, which went like 5 minutes. Amazing. Okay, I cannot believe it's 20 minutes already passed of the show. And very interesting.
Thank you.
I need to play a song that I specially brought for you, and it's called Because I Love You, and had two titles, Flight to Nagasaki. Many, many years ago, not so many, I wrote this song for Japanese singer. She's supposed to go to Nagasaki and just sing the song. She's here in America. But like typical life story, you know, she broke up with her American / Japanese boyfriend. And the song was written for her and was almost ready to be recorded, just didn't. Then I'm like, yay, I have song that I wrote, supposed to go to somebody else. Now I will record this one.
Oh.
And I cannot even tell you how amazing situation happened around this song. We had first, the producer is Josh Harris, and he's producer of Madonna, Cher, and really a big people in America, mostly in dance genre, Kelly Clarkson and Alanis Morissette, not so dancey, but you know, he's a really, really big producer. And I didn't know him. But like I said, Ilona doesn't care about no. And Ilona is the, I think, cool pusher. I always believe I just need to try to ask and see what's happened. And then that what's happened, one phone call. And Josh Harris said, okay, once a year, I'm just doing like a charitable job. If I like somebody, maybe, you know, okay, send me a music. He fell in love with this song. Mm. He fell in love with the song. He did amazingly. Okay. And yes, it's all about two beautiful young people who are just on the airport and just listen to the life story in the song. That's a very cute one. I think so. Yeah, because I love you. Because I love you. Josh Harris, producer. Dan Solowitz did amazing job on the vocals. Okay, bye. Ilona Europa. Coming back from Nagasaki, and now we have Obi in our studio. And Obi, you need to tell us, how did you tell your parents that you want to move to USA? Did they ever been here?
No. Wow. I mean, my mom used to live in San Francisco for about a year when she was like 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh. She said, now he's coming. Now he's doing the same to me, what I did to my parents. Okay. Now then, how did this happen? You came and said, Mama, bye, give me money for tickets.
Instead of that, I show my performance. When I was 19 years old, I had a chance to perform monologue-ish speech performance in front of approximately like 500 people. And I also about my parents, and I tell them, like, I would like to become an actor, but I'm not quite sure if that's a good opportunity for me. So I want both of you to see my performance, and if you think I could try,
sweet.
And then they came and, you know, they saw my performance, and my mom actually cried. Yeah.
Wow. Parents, please. This is so important, because it's so easy to say, oh, honey, son, will be hard, will be not easy. Yes, you're good, but why you do want to do that? You know, it's a different way of just helping young people to fight for their dreams. If you see there's something great in your children, you just encourage them to try, because it's not our job to tell them, no, it's hard. No, our job is to tell them, fight for yourself. If that's what you want to do, we are there for you. Okay, and that's what happened, yes? You left your country and you flew to LA?
No, I flew to Vegas.
Gosh, exactly. Why Vegas?
Because, you know, I want to play some casino. No, I'm joking, but I'm... one of the reasons is I want to know about United States, plus want to know about entertainment. So I entered one of college in Las Vegas, and while I'm taking several classes, at the same time I met a couple like actors and fellow magicians and awesome singers and dancers, and, you know, getting to in this type of entertainment industry.
Did parents support you through this year studying financially?
Oh, yeah.
That was mommy and daddy. Thank you, mommy and daddy. Okay, I'm sure you cannot go more crazy in Las Vegas, but you are not this type of the young person. Yes, Las Vegas can make you crazy, but I don't think so. You didn't look for this type of crazy. You really wanted to just learn and know about entertainment, yes? Business there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I wasn't really, really, really serious to become a Hollywood actor. I was, you know...
You just wanted to be close to entertainment business.
Yeah, close to... Yeah.
Okay, that's... he's only 19. We are talking like he's supposed to make amazing life decisions, but that's a pretty good one. He has different ways of maybe his journey is different than people that we have here on the show, and he's maybe different, much different. Because, you just say, okay, I want to go to Los Angeles, I want to go to New York, I want to, you know, go on a big stage. You are doing your own way again, your own way. You are learning. And what can I say? It's not right or wrong. It's just the journey and enjoyment of it. Okay, I need to play, and I want to play commercial, Polem commercial, because, like I said, Accent On, I really appreciate Polem's support for our show, and also Accent On is supporting everything what Polem is doing for their clients. And this is a very nice European-flavored bank. Then please listen for short to this short commercial.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polem is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polem Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Perfect, this bank is very, very much so. Thank you so much for your support. Anyway, Las Vegas, you were here there. How long?
2 years.
Two years.
Yep.
Okay. Vegas, it's over. What next?
So after 2 years, I moved to LA.
Did you ever visit LA when you were in
Vegas?
Oh,
yeah. While I live in Vegas, yeah. I came here a couple times. I think nearly like once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to meet like many kinds of...
Did you have friends here, living here? Or you were still lonely?
But I made
friends.
Yeah.
You had. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you didn't feel lonely when you were coming here.
When I actually moved here, yeah, I had a couple friends, especially in the film industry. So, yeah.
Okay. Now you are in LA. The dream is closer, really, because it's Hollywood and everything. Everybody dreams here. Mm-hmm. Everybody sings amazingly.
Exactly.
Everybody has a studio. Everybody produces something. Everybody. I say this is the best town to dream, because I believe when you win, you win with the best.
Right.
If you lose, you lose with the best. Nothing wrong with that, because the losing is sometimes like winning, because you learn so much. Mm. Then I'm never afraid to deal with people much, much better than me, because who can compare me to somebody else? Then I don't believe in a, you know, like, right. Oh, okay, I'll be me, somebody else. It's like just our own journey, our own luck and our own work.
Right.
And you need to, of course, create your own luck and education. What did you do? How did you approach Los Angeles dream?
Well, my way will be, you know, I'm also taking a couple of classes in Los Angeles. But more with, like, I meet a lot of people and talk to them, some actors, filmmaker, producer, and also I, you know, work with magicians.
That's a very cool, very cool episode in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe will be big, maybe will be, is big already, I think. Everybody loves America's Got Talent, of course, and I had the pleasure to see you on TV with one of amazing magician that right now is fighting to, hopefully, when it comes to me, I will give him $1 million right away and put him in a big Vegas hotels. But you were there on a stage with him, helping him doing the magic in the most beautiful, gorgeous way. Could you tell us a little bit, a little tiny bit about how did this happen? Was he your friend?
Yeah.
Can you say his name? Of course, everybody knows.
His name is Hara. He was a world champion when he was 17 years old. I think that was a competition in Las Vegas, and for a teenager, world competition, like for magic, and he became champion.
He's amazing. I'm sure people are watching the show, but this guy is more than theater, more than magic, more than imagination.
Yeah, exactly.
He is just, and you know, you said something that you want people to feel that you have emotions in you first and foremost.
Yeah.
That you want, and he is like that.
Yeah.
You really are watching him as an actor, and then you want the story to develop in front of your eyes. He's just very, very beautiful, wonderful, a magician. I don't know if world
exactly
has another one like that. Then, oh my gosh, I don't want to say again. His name is Hara.
Hara, yeah.
Yes, and Hara, we wish you win this competition, and then who knows, maybe you go back to Vegas for the different reason, of course. Okay, then this was your episode a little bit with back to you know, magic, what started in Vegas in a way that you observe the people there, and now you're in Los Angeles. Are you having some projects going on?
Yeah, I do have some projects. Right now I'm still taking some audition to get a, you know, new type of principal roles.
And the biggest problem is to really get an agent, yes? This is not only you, because everybody who is coming here and are young actors, to find good agents.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's like really hard to get a... With my type of Asian actor, with my, you know, brown hair, and talking with a, you know, both American accent, but sometimes also this Japanese or Asian type of accent. I can do both, but some people don't take as a barriers opportunities. Some people just take, okay, he's not a typical.
No, you're not.
He's not
is this not good? He's very good.
But yeah, some people take as a negative with that part.
I know, but that's a crazy, crazy way that I hope this will very soon. It's already changing. Because I'm saying again, Accent On is the show about people like you and I and many, many who are coming here. And when we look at on a street of America, that's a lot of people like you and I and similar to us. They speak in German accent, Israeli, Jewish accent, and Russian accent, and Japanese accent, Chinese accent. You go to nail salon, you have another, you know, from Thailand, people doing their own things or whatever. Everybody speaks with another accent. And that's what America is about. I don't understand why when I'm watching TV, what I see is this perfect English language. You know, which in real life, that's not what America is about. And I'm hoping if you already are actors in sitcoms, they really are changing our view of what we want to see and the color and then the culture and the difference that we are bringing to America, I think is cherished by everybody who knows us. Then people in Hollywood, hey, listen to us. I'm sure people will fall in love with Obi. I know people like me and like my funky accent. And what can I say? I'm walking on American street every day. Not like that, but I'm walking on American street and living life in America. And you know, and I'm part of this world. Then I'm not saying give a chance to Obi because Obi already got some chances. Could you tell us, you know, about your few projects that you had already?
Oh, I had a couple short films as a lead character, and also last year I also was in charge with a theater play, and I was one leading role and two principal role, and right now I'm also, you know, getting some leading roles in one principal role, but I'm also creating one of project which I've done when I was 19, which I showed to my parents, and that was a speech monologue speech performance. But now we would like to change to do more professional wise one man theatrical performance, and yes, we were kind of like start writing right now, so.
You're saying we. Who is the next person?
I mean, me
person?
And like, you know, other people who kind of like helping.
Overlooking, yes.
To developing this project, yeah.
Okay, that will be 60 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes. How long this would be? Is this film? Is this on the stage?
It's going to be on stage.
It's one actor show, yes?
Yes.
Okay, wow. You know what? That's a great idea, I think, because you are coming back to what's happened when you were 19, when you started Dream, and now you are telling the same story, maybe in a real Hollywood-ish accent. Okay, let's take a little bit breather, and I have some song that I would like to share with listeners, and it's, of course, very important for me. The song is called I Don't Need You. Cool title. And of course, I wrote this song together with Adam Abramek, who arranged this song for us. And it's just a little sad love story. Okay, I know that everybody has memories of something like that. I Don't Need You. Premiere, Ilona Europa. Let me go, or let me stay. Let me say, I don't wanna tell you how much I want to live my life my own way. I'm sorry to say, I made some sense of who I am without you. Forget the tears, forget the fear tonight. When our world stopped turning round and round, I knew it was time to say goodbye. I don't need you, you don't need me. I'll say my soul is now free. You loved me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right.
right, you're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives upon. Don't need you, still need you. Let me go, or let me stay. Let me say, I don't wanna tell you how much I miss our life we lived, our hopes and dreams, and happy thrills. We put it all on display for the world to see and judge, with no way to hide. When our world stopped turning round and round, I knew it was time to say goodbye. I don't need you, you don't need me. I'll say my soul is now free. You love me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. I need you. Free. You loved me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. You need me.
Wow, like everything in life, idea, then after idea, a ring on my phone. No, few months later, a song is ready. And it's just amazing because that's what our life as an artist is. Mm. You know, you just take an idea and a dream and find people who want to work with you. Then you put everything in motion and then you take your chances. You know, we'll mm-hmm. see with everything what I do. That's how I approach my life. I don't question the end of the journey. I just want to push forward with everything what is popping up on my mind. if it's there, I think it need to be dealt with. Because why God gave me the thoughts of something? I don't want to throw this out. I'm an artist and I will never stop being one. Mm. You are too, okay? Okay, how is your life here in America? Because you are lonely, do you have a girlfriend?
I wish I have, but no.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have anybody. I don't love anybody. I love myself for like last 4 years, and I like that. You know, nothing wrong with that. This is sometimes the best time in life. To
Maybe, just, yeah. It's a good time to concentrate on myself.
Did you ever had a girlfriend?
Oh,
here?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. That's okay. You know, we all are between feelings. I don't need you. I dedicate the song to Obi right now or somebody. We can do it by ourselves. Then what about food, American food?
Food? I love, especially In-N-Out.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you like the hamburger version? Because you said that your parents had little hamburger
joint
there.
Yeah. Probably because of that.
Do they still have it?
Actually, no. Oh. But they, you know, just concentrate on making cookie.
I love mommy. We love your cookies so
much.
Really,
I really personally miss a lot with this burger. But yeah, you know.
That's your favorite?
Yeah. United States is like... You know,
what about Japanese food here? Is this any... People, what's going on? I have my radio show. John, write to me. Oh, that's my child. Hi, Natasha. She writes to me right now, okay? Her message is very important to me. Anyway, how is the Japanese food in comparison to what you were eating in your home? Is this anything close even to what you, what you like?
I think here in the United States, nowadays, they have really good... like quality.
Oh.
Yeah. But, okay. You know, only thing is, like, I feel a little weird with the sushi. But okay. I still love California roll a lot.
Why you don't like sushi? Sushi?
No. I like sushi, though.
Oh, you like it?
No, I feel like different style. But okay. I love the American, this California roll, or even, like, I personally love Dragon Roll the best.
Okay. But we can just give some promotion to some place that you like to go the most. What is your favorite Japanese restaurant in Los Angeles? Do you have one?
Personally, I actually go like several places though.
You just switch.
But yeah.
We like Yamoto. I don't know if you know Yamoto.
Yamoto.
It's a very cool place next to my home studio, which,
oh, really?
Again, like I said, Obi is singing right now, and he has a very cool voice. But like always, who would think, yes? Mm-hmm. Who would think that you'd be singing one day? I don't think right. So. You thought about this. And this didn't happen by accident. I was teaching in one of Santa Monica International Acting School for people from, you know, outside of America, and just had 16 very amazing actors who just tried to approach singing. And I think like maybe 40% of them had something very special. And I think like 4 or 5, they were amazing. And I cannot wait to continue working with them. And who knows what will happen in the future. Obi is one of them. Oh. Anyway, if people want to contact you, I post on Facebook, on Accent, on your website.
Oh, and, thank you very much.
Of course, and your pictures, they can call or write to me. But if you can give people way of contacting you, or some good agent, maybe, if you listen to our show.
Agents or management company.
Yeah, management company. Okay,
yep.
What is the best way to follow you?
The best way to follow will be on Facebook or Instagram. And if you like to personally contact, will be on there's a contact page on my website, so I think that'll be the best way to have a conversation.
We have website, and I will add your Facebook book, but I was thinking you didn't give me a link to Facebook. We are friends, but I thought maybe you just prefer have only your website, and contact is there.
Yes, I mean,
you.
Yeah.
The just best whatever. One with the but Facebook, everybody likes Facebook, and everybody can say, hi, we heard you, we love you. You really had so many people responding to my post.
Oh,
and
thank you very much.
Only post, I post like last night, pretty late. Then I cannot even imagine. No, it's fine. I can't even imagine if it would start like a week before or a few days before. It seems like a lot of people really are interested. Maybe in your look, maybe in the pictures that you send it to us, maybe in your very sweet bio, beautiful bio that is very honest and not cold. It's an emotional bio. It's like your dream to just show in English that you are emotional gentleman, you know, very cool. What about this samurai stuff that you send me pictures? What was going on there?
I was trying to, you know, describe that I'm a Japanese actor.
Okay.
I'm not really good at this like sword martial arts things, but but if I do have a chance, I also like to, you know.
And last question skills. Before show is over for today, what will be your dream role in a movie? If somebody look at you and look into your heart and look at your personality, that because we need to discover your personality, what do you think is this I don't want to say horror movie, please don't tell me, because we have some bloody picture of you, but what this would be, what the actor, what the role this would be like, the perfect one for you.
Okay. I honestly don't care any, I would like to do any kinds of role, and if it have a chance to get big hit, like in globally, that would be awesome. But I personally feel like I'm comfortable playing intelligent role or I'm personally not really good at comedy, though.
Okay.
But either drama or, you know, like a, you know, like a one of spy film or those kind of things are also welcome.
I think it's cool. You will be a very good spy. And what about the, like, amant? We call this like love story.
Oh.
Will you like it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. And I need to introduce you. And to my friend who was here on a show. He's right now in Japan, and he's doing lots of great stuff and teaching a lot of Japanese actors and produces movie here.
Great.
His name is Cyril Koshik, and you both need to know each other. He's here a lot and travels a lot, but right now he's in Japan, I think. Then who knows? Who knows? But maybe you'll be one of his actors in his future movies, okay? And then for now, I need to say bye-bye to you. Could you give us one more time your how to spell your name?
Oh, O-B-I-E and show, S-H-O.
Okay, and for today, I hope people understand how much I like this gentleman. He's really, really special. And I'm hoping that soon the big screen, small screen, and big movies, short movies, theater will discover his talent. Because, yeah, people with accent are worth it to be discovered. What can I say? Thank you so much for today. And hopefully I will talk to
you. Thank
you very much. Yes, and you will be back with a recorded song, because my goal is to record song.
Oh,
and then we'll prove how cool voice you
exactly.
have. Wow, he really has unusual vocals. People love it. Very pop, very today sound. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.